Hello, my name is Kyra. It's on your call from Customer Support. How can I help you today?
I have a an item charge on a Visa state that I do not recognize. I wonder if you could help me with what that is.
I can check and see for you today what your zip code. May I have your zip code, please?
76087.
86.
76087.
What's your first and last name, please?
Rodney Doss. Yes. A transaction number, if that'll help you.
And what day was the charge made on, sir?
It was, let's see, the transaction date was 11/27. It was posted on 11/28.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up really badly, sir. I couldn't hear your zip code. You said 76086?
87.
87?
Yes.
And the last name is spelled Doss?
That's correct, yes.
Okay. I'm just trying to look at your name, sir. You said it was done in December?
No, it was November. 11/27 was the transaction date.
11/27. One moment. Okay, I'm searching under your phone number, sir, which is 214-755-5055. Do you have another number I can locate today, sir?
No, that's it.
Okay. Could someone in your household have possibly ordered this, sir?
I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
Could someone in your household have did this purchase, sir?
I don't think so.
Okay.
What is it that was purchased?
I wouldn't exactly know, sir. I don't have an account pulled up, sir. That's why I'm asking for another phone number, probably under someone else's name, sir.
Under someone else's name?
Yes, sir, in your household.
Is it my wife's name?
What's your wife's name, sir?
Mary?
I'm sorry?
Mary?
Mary Doss?
Uh-huh.
Let me see. Give me one moment. Could it possibly be under her phone number, sir?
I wouldn't know that. I don't know.
I could try to search it under her phone number, sir.
Is it a 214 number?
I wouldn't exactly know, sir, your wife's number.
Well, then how are you going to verify it when I give it to you?
Sir, that's what I'm asking, sir. Could it possibly be under her number, sir? That's what I'm asking for her number.
Got another number that it might be. Would it be 307-342-9554?
Let me just check and see, sir. Thank you.